the flag effect.
New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez faces decades in prison following his conviction today for bribery. CBS New York reporter Alice Gaynor covered his trial.
Even if he is sentenced and serving time in prison, he could still serve as senator, but he could also be expelled.
Top Democrats are calling for him to resign. And Wall Street rose to record highs today thanks to a big boost from the Dow. Market analyst Art Hogan.
A broader market is going to be a much healthier and more secure place for investors to be in.
It's the Dow's best close in 13 months. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
On the next Midday Magazine, we'll spend part one with Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Matt Zacher and part two with the Historic Point boss. Join us every Monday through Friday, 4 to 5.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Police have reportedly shot and killed a person about 2.5 miles from Fiserv Forum, which is the main RNC venue. There's large police presence near 14th and Fleet Streets. The officer who fired the fatal shot is from Ohio. Indications are that the incident is not related to the RNC. Wisconsin Republican Party Chair Brian Schimming says he's enthusiastic about J.D. Vance as Trump's running mate for a number of reasons.
He's a Midwesterner. He has a compelling life story. And frankly, I want to be the first one to sell tickets to the debate between J.D. Vance and the vice president.
Vance speaks to the convention in primetime tomorrow night. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Temperatures might be cooler today, but it's still not safe to leave kids or pets in a vehicle, even with the windows cracked. Amanda Tabin is the Safe Kids and Injury Prevention Coordinator with Aspirus Health. She said a car can become dangerously hot very quickly. Cracking a window doesn't lower the temperature in a vehicle much, and children are more susceptible to heat stroke.
Kids' body temperatures raise 3 to 5 times faster than adults.
Amanda said we can prevent these deaths and near misses by remembering to ACT. The acronym ACT stands for A. Avoid injury and death by never leaving a child alone in a car. C. Create reminders to check the back of your car before leaving. T. Take action. If you see a child alone in a car, call 911. At least 10 children have already died so far this year because of heat stroke. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The All-Stars come out tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball's 86th All-Star game is tonight. The Brewers' William Contreras will start behind the plate at catcher. In right field is the crew's Christian Yelich, and was asked, what's it like finally being back to play in the Midsummer Classic?
It's been great. You know, it's obviously a really busy couple days, and you're on the go, and there's things to do throughout the whole day and night.
Today is day three of Major League's baseball draft. The Brewers picking 12 players so far, 8 of them pitchers. Brewers GM Matt Arnold asked, while manager Pat Murphy has the team in first place, they've lost 7 of their last 10 games.
We've had our share of bumps along the way, but this is a really good group, you know, and I think Murph does an incredible job getting the guys fired up every day. You know, obviously we've gone through a little bit of a rut lately, but this team is really tough and we win in different ways, and I think we've shown that we're in almost every game, like Murph says, and so I'm really proud of the group and excited to see what we can do in the second half.
NBA, the Bucks play the Clippers tonight in Summer League action in Las Vegas. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low in the mid-50s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, a high in the mid-70s. And upper 70s with more sunshine Thursday. Mostly sunny and upper 70s to near 80 by Friday. Saturday and Sunday, a slight chance of showers, highs close to 80. It's 82 right now.
At Uline, they know going the extra mile takes hard work. For companies pushing to go further, Uline will go the distance with you. 24/7, they answer the phone to get you the shipping and industrial supplies you need. Business can move fast. Unexpected large orders, adverse weather, new safety guidelines, and changing economic trends. Uline works hard keeping 41,000 items ready to ship, minimizing detours on your way to the extra mile. Visit uline.com.
Dynamite!
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as Trigney Olson and Pat Kreitlow joins us for the Republican National Convention, Wisconsin Media Row. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
Welcome to Unlabeled. Let's take a listen down memory lane with your 90s mixtape playing in your headphones. Over the next hour, we're going to have some fun with some great music, everybody. Got your host, James, here. I got great music lined up for you from Harvey Danger, Eric B. and Rakim, Queen Latifah, Alanis Morissette, Lenny Kravitz, Alice in Chains, plenty more coming up for you. Wanted to start the show with, as we have talked about before, this is your 90s mixtape. Anything released from 1990 to 1999, we're going to cover for you, and we're going to take some requests, and we got some of those coming up. But one of the things I think is always interesting is the turn of the century and how that affects music. The first couple of songs we're going to play are from 1990. And you may notice that they have a bit of an 80s type of feel to them, while also trying to give you an idea of what the 90s would have in store for music and the direction that they went. Getting the tape playing, Freedom 90 from George Michael. It's a song written, produced, and performed by English singer-songwriter George Michael and released on Columbia Records in October of 1990. The, quote, 90, Freedom 90 part of it, added to the end of the title is to prevent confusion with a hit by Michael's former band Wham, also entitled Freedom. The song's backing beat is a sample from James Brown's song Funky Drummer. I just always found it interesting. Music comes out during the turn of the decade. We're going to explore that a little on this tape. This song signaled not only the major change for George Michael in an iconic music video that still holds up, everybody, it was a sign of change of music going forward. Here is George Michael, Freedom 90, on Unlabeled here at WFHR.
Just stick around, oh yeah.
so bright. You know you could have been a candle. I'm holding you so tight. You know you could have been a handle. The way you swept me off my feet. You know you could have been a boo. And baby, it's just so sweet. You know you could have been some perfume. Well, you could have been anything you wanted to. I can tell you. The way you do the things you do. Alright, the way you do the things you do. As pretty as you are. You know you could have been a flower. The good looks were made. You know you could have been an hour. The way you stole my yard. You know you could have been a clue. And baby, you're so smart. You know you could have been a school girl. Well, you could have been anything. Baby, money too. I can take it. The way you do the things you do. Alright, the way you do the things you do. You make my life so rich. You know you could have been some money. And baby, you're so sweet. You know you could have been some money. Well, you could have been anything you wanted to. I can take the way you do the things you do. Alright, the way you do the things you do. As pretty as you are. You know you could have been a flower. Your good looks were mending. You know you could have been an hour. The way you stole my love. You know you could have been a fool. And baby, you're so smart. You know you could have been a school boo. Well, you could have been anything that you wanted to. I can take the way you do the things you do. Alright, the way you do the things you do. The way you do the things you do. Alright, the way you do the things you do.
Man, that beat just makes you want to move. The Way You Do the Things You Do from UB40. That hit number 6 in the U.S. in 1990. Now, that's based on the 1964 hit single by The Temptations, of course, by Gordy, his Motown label. And written by the Miracles members, Smokey Robinson, Bobby Rogers. That is a nice hit. We got good stuff on the way for you from Eric B. and Rakim. We're also going to have some Queen Latifah, Alanis Morissette, all coming up. Right now, getting back into the mid-90s, it's the Presidents of the United States, song off of their debut album from 1995. Here is Lump on Unlabeled at WFHR.
Lump said alone. Lump lingered, last in line for brains and the
She's love, she's love, she's love. She might be dead.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Tome for the Todd Allball Show.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr.
Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The Republican National Convention is being held in Milwaukee, and it marks the first time the RNC is in the Badger State. But Wisconsin holds a special spot in the election cycle, with the RNC the second consecutive political convention in Milwaukee. The city was picked for the Democratic National Convention in 2020, but due to COVID, most of it ended up being virtual. Do you know which city has hosted the most political conventions? Philadelphia, Chicago, or Boston? The answer coming up. Political conventions started in the 19th century. It remained the main way to select candidates until 1972, when presidential primaries determined the eventual nominee. Conventions are now considered more of a celebration of the candidate. So do you know which city has held the most political conventions? Chicago. The Republicans have been there 14 times, and the Democratic convention will be hosted there for the 11th time this summer. 50,000 people expected at the RNC in Milwaukee, a nice slice of Wisconsin for the country to see. I'm Terry.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Raptors baseball live here from MCCU Field in Battle Creek, Michigan. Andy Yochum, Cullen Kapoor on Raptors Radio, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR for the first of this two-game set between your Raptors and the Battle Creek Battle Jacks. Cullen, we've already seen the Battle Jacks twice at Witter Field this summer. That came back on June 18th and 19th. And a couple of wins for the Raptors. They're coming off a win last night at Homer Stryker Field against the Kalamazoo Growlers, splitting that series in the first of two different sets. They'll see Kalamazoo this season. A one-run victory last night, 7-6. The final score was huge for the Rats to come away with one of the two games at Homer Stryker Field yesterday.
A very, very important victory for Wisconsin Rapids, and you just have to hope that can catapult them with some momentum coming here to Battle Creek. And you talked about that last series in Wisconsin Rapids, a series that had no shortage of thrills, that had no shortage of long balls. But talking to the broadcaster here at Battle Creek, Tyler Brent, he says this is a pitcher's ballpark and the Raptors offense stagnates just a bit on the road. They may have to win another close ball game here today.
When we look at the scoring yesterday, how it got started, Mason Onati, two outs, top of the second, Cullen. An RBI single coming through in a big way, but then three runs for Kalamazoo in the home half of the fourth inning on one swing of the bat from Blake Grimmer, making it 3-1. It was good for the Raptors to set that tempo early, though, by at least scoring a run in the opening third. They fell down 10-0 in game one of the series, in game one of the trip at Homer Stryker Field against the Growlers in the 5:05 Eastern first pitch that we had on Sunday. They came back and made it a 10-8 game, but it's one of those things, you build yourself that deep of a hole down 10-0. Even if you come back and scratch eight, you're still trailing and you're still behind that eight ball. It was huge enough for them just to get the game's first run, and even falling behind by a couple in the middle half, they had that huge four-run top of the sixth to propel them to victory.
Yeah, big-time scoring there in that ballgame yesterday. You mentioned it started with Onati, Jorge Degatti as well, but Kyler McIntosh getting himself a big swing. His first homer of the Northwoods League season coming yesterday. He's batting here today down in the lineup. But for Wisconsin Rapids, the calculus here is very, very simple. And, you know, when we're talking about this team, and especially when they're on the road, we have to go back to the fundamentals of baseball, and that is efficient pitching, like we saw yesterday with Tristan Kruzenberry and Bryson Moore, and also getting up to an early lead, and when you're on offense, extending innings and extending at-bats. We didn't see that as much early in Game 1. We saw them execute that in Game 2. They just need to continue those fundamental traits here against Battle Creek, a team that's been a little bit middling here in the second half that has shown some issues on the pitching side, especially can the Raptors exploit that here today.
We'll talk more about the pitching from yesterday's ballgame. We'll give you the starting pitchers and the lineups here in just a couple minutes. We're going to step away for the National Anthem live here at MCCU Field on WFHR.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Rafters baseball returning. We are ready to rock and roll from MCCU Field. Andy Ockham, Cullen Kapoor for Rafters Radio right here on WFHR. Whether you're tuning in here tonight on your FM AM dials at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, or on your Civic Media apps, thanks so much for spending your Tuesday night here with us in Battle Creek. Cullen, a battle of the right-handers tonight. We'll talk more about Maddox Thornton when he toes the slab in the home half of the first inning. It'll be Camden Martindale to get the nod here today for Battle Creek against Wisconsin Rapids. And as he's on the mound right now, we'll run through the Rafter lineup 1-9. But what has Martindale done so far this season?
Yeah, the thing that impresses me the most about Martindale is just the body of work, right? 28.2 innings pitched. He's made 8 starts already this season. In the last one, he went 5 2/3 innings. He struck out 5, allowed just 1 earned run. Now, the ERA is not going to blow you away at 5.34, but in the Northwoods League, longevity is key, and 28.2 innings is no joke. He struck out just 14 and walked 21 on the season. This is not a guy that's going to overpower Wisconsin Rapids. This is a starting pitcher that Mason Onati, right from the get-go, can get to, and the Rafters can strike early against him.
Yeah, you mentioned it. Onati leading off as the third baseman. Jorge Degatti will hit out of the 2 slot as the DH here today. Chris Arroyo batting third at first, a late-minute swap. Originally, Jack Matthews supposed to hit cleanup behind the plate. Instead, it will be Cashel Duggar, the UCLA Bruin, to do the catching and hit cleanup. Aiden Seal back in the lineup after a day off yesterday. He's hitting fifth and center. 6 through 9 spots in the Rafter order, all hitting from the right side. That's Walker Buchanan in left field. Owen McElfatrick at second base. Landon Gaz in right field. And Kyler McIntosh at short. Rafters going with their gray slacks after wearing their black road pants the last couple of days. Their usual maroon road tops and their black caps, or I should say the maroon caps with the black brim on them. Battle Creek going with their white home bottoms, their royal blue tops, and their royal blue hats. MCCU Field, the site of the next 2 ball games for Wisconsin Rapids. First pitch coming right now from the right-hander Camden Martindale to Mason Onati. Swinging a grounder over to first. That one gloved and taken to the bag by Xavier Ulrich. One pitch, one out for Martindale here in this ballgame.
Yeah, nothing new that we've seen for Mason so far this season, especially from the leadoff spot, and that's trying to ambush the starting pitcher on pitch number 1. He's a first pitch swinging type player. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. You, of course, would like your leadoff man to at the very least see a few pitches and get into a rhythm. Didn't happen there for Onati.
Jorge Degatti from the right side played right field and hit in this 2 spot yesterday at Homer Stryker Field. Takes a first pitch breaking ball low and away for ball 1.
Jorge went 1-for-3 yesterday with 2 walks, reached base 3 times at that homer over in Kalamazoo in game 1 of that series.
1-0, another off-speed from Martindale. This one also missing low and away. Defensively, it's Cody Holtink out in left field and center. Alex Fernandez, that's a name we saw back at Witter Field last month, and it's Garrett Swan in right. The 2-0 to Degatti, fastball middle-middle, taken for strike 1.
Degatti in his last 10 games hitting an absurd .378 with 14 hits. That one homer I mentioned, 5 runs driven in.
The 2-1 to Degatti, this one hit on the ground in the hole, backhanded at short. Ben Fiorenzi, though, that one will skip over his glove, went for the backhand. It ends up in left field. Zagadi aboard with one out here in the top of the first inning. We'll wait to see how that one is scored.
Yeah, tough hop there for Firenze at shortstop. I'm interested to see the calculus of the scoring. I would imagine they award Jorge with a base hit. That was a hot shot over there at a shortstop. That brings up Chris Arroyo. Now, Andy, we talked about pseudo yard cards yesterday. Chris Arroyo is my pseudo yard card pick for tonight's game.
I had Matthew, so I don't know where I'm going to go now, considering he was a scratch with under 20 minutes to go before first pitch here tonight. Arroyo in the left-handed batter's box, peering in. Martindale, the first pitch to Chris, misses away for ball one.
By the way, I believe E6 is the official scoring of that play, so Jorge Degatti will not be credited with yet another base hit. He'll have to wait to extend his hitting streak.
Still aboard, though, is Jorge here with one out. This is the 1-0 pitch, fouled back. That one right off the catcher for tonight's ballgame. Silas Schaefer having to stand up, shake that one off. That one hit him right near the midsection off the bat of Arroyo. Just a foul tip back to even the count at 1-1.
And impressive for Wisconsin Rapids, not only to get the win yesterday, but to do it without Chris Arroyo's bat in the lineup. We saw him taking swings in anticipation of a pinch hitting opportunity. He did not get into the ballgame yesterday, and the Rafters were still able to get some good offense without his potent bat in the lineup.
Martindale evening the count at a ball and a strike, peering over to first, leading off there, Degatti. The right-hander comes set. 14 on the pitch clock. Long pause now for Martindale, working it down to 10. Rocks and fires. Goes off speed. That one catches the outer third for a called strike.
And for a pitcher like Martindale, who's not going to overpower you with the heater, I think it's smart, at the very least, to take a few pitches just to get into a rhythm. We saw Wisconsin Rapids get diced up by a soft tosser yesterday in Kalamazoo.
The 1-2 pitch, slide step from Martindale, this one missing away on a breaking ball to even the count here on Chris Arroyo. Our umpires for today's ballgame, Cree Wallen behind home plate, Tyler Jetting down the first baseline, and Max Steiner opposing him down the third baseline. Two balls, two strikes the count. Ulrich holding on to Gotti at first, coming set Martindale. 5 on the pitch clock. Another long pause from the right-hander, he fires. Arroyo hits this one in the air right field. That one is going to be just foul. Had extra bases written all over it if it would have hung within the fair line, but Chris will have to step into the box and see another 2-2 delivery.
Just a little bit out in front of that one, talking about that slow tosser of yesterday. I believe it was Brendan Birch, and the players on the bus were talking about how he really got the best of them throughout that inning. I believe he got 2 strikeouts in the frame.
Another 2-2 coming. Got a funny anecdote from that as well. We'll get to it, though. We get a bit more time after this Chris Arroyo plate appearance. Not in the lineup yesterday, as Colin had already mentioned, looking to make an impact here to begin this series against the Battle Jacks. The next 2-2, this is low and away for a full count.
This is exactly what I was talking about with the top of this lineup. Seeing some pitches, making Martindale work just a little bit, already in double digits in the pitch count with one down here in the first inning.
Martindale set a 3-2 pitch coming. Degatti takes off. Another off-speed pitch that is fouled straight back into the stands by Arroyo, working a lengthy plate appearance here to begin his ballgame offensively as the Rafter first baseman.
He's always been a guy that works great counts over at Pasco Hernando State. As a two-way player on the hitting side, over 1,300 in the OPS department, was an amazing hitter, got that UVA commitment after that season in JUCO ball.
Spent his first season of college baseball with the Florida Gators out in the SEC. Another 3-2, we'll see if Degatti takes off again. He does. This one popped up in the air, foul territory near the Rafter dugout down the third baseline. That is Jacob Brown to make the catch for the second out of the inning. That's Brown at third. We already mentioned Ben Fiorenzi, the shortstop, over at second is Sam Griffith. Xavier Ulrich at first, doing the catching is Silas Schaefer for the aforementioned Martindale on the hill.
Casual Duggar to the batter's box, a late addition into the lineup like you were talking about, Andy. Duggar yesterday got on base a few times, had himself a pretty solid day. Two hit by pitches and a walk for Cash yesterday.
Duggar, the runner out on first and two away. Top of inning number one, the first in this series. Third matchup between the two teams this year. And a first pitch breaking ball catching the back door from Martindale for a called strike.
On the season, Duggar hitting just under 300 at 296. games. Aiden Teal opened with 8 games hitting streak and a couple of huge extra base hits. Duggar hasn't done that, but he has been consistent.
The next delivery missing the zone. Duggar's worked an even count here at 2 balls and 2 strikes.
And the Rafters already have done their job here in the first. They forced Martindale to toss 17 pitches here in the top half of the first inning.
The payoff pitch from Martindale. This one missing outside in the right-handed batter's box. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs on Cashel Duggar. Degatti over on first will be motoring on the pitch.
Duggar has interesting left-right splits, actually hitting better against left-handed pitchers. A 385 mark against the southpaws as opposed to here against a righty at 275.
The 3-2, this one, hot shot on the ground over to short. Fiorenzi gloves it, no problem. The throw to first base is in time to get Duggar and retire the side. Jorge Degatti reaches on an error as the second hitter in the inning, but just facing one over the minimum is Camden Martindale. We head to the home half of the first. It's Maddox Thornton time here from MCCU Field. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in a couple of minutes for Rafter Baseball right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs...
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swiftwater Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Rafters Baseball here on WFHR all summer long, or check us out on the Civic Media app.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Don't drag yourself out in the cold to make your family a healthy breakfast. Recover and call El Cafe and order a family-style breakfast to go. Scrambled eggs, ham, bacon, or sausage. Toaster pancakes with hash browns, and all of this is $8 a person. Call El Cafe at 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
First pitch of the ball game for Maddox Thornton. Alex Fernandez showing bunt, pulling back. This one called a strike from the Rafter right-hander. Bottom of the first inning here from MCCU Field. Nothing to score. Andy Occam, Cullen Kapoor for Rafters Radio right here on WFHR. Fernandez, the lone lefty in the lineup tonight for Battle Creek. Thornton's 0-1, missing away. Cullen Thornton working his 9th ball game of the season. Saw a lot of time in the first half out of the stable. Now making his 3rd start with this Rafter club.
Yeah, 4 innings in each of his first 2 starts. Has allowed 5 total runs and has been sharp at home. This is his first start on the road this season here in Battle Creek.
Fernandez swinging right through the 1-1 delivery. Count now a ball and 2 strikes. Last working 4 innings of 2-run ball, giving up 6 hits in the nightcap of the doubleheader Thursday, July 11th, back at Witter Field. The 1-2 to Fernandez misses up and away to even the count.
And Thorne's been part of what's been a really strong run for Rafter starting pitching, if you exclude game 1 against Kalamazoo. That was yesterday, but Thornton, those 2 runs and 4 frames against Wausau, no small feat against the best team in the Northwoods League.
2-2 pitch, swung on and missed, down in the dirt, dropped 3rd. Fernandez down on strikes, Duggar up throwing to 1st, it's in time to Arroyo. The leadoff hitter retired here for Battle Creek in the bottom of the first inning.
The Battle Jacks have a bat dog on hand here at MCCU Field. That's going to be entertaining me for the rest of the ballgame, that much is for sure. I think Madison had one of those earlier on in the season.
Correct.
First time I've seen one since then.
I know they have them throughout the minor league ranks as well. Pretty cool feat to have at a ballpark. First pitch to the right-handed hitting shortstop, Ben Fiorenzi, in there for a called strike. And Colin Fiorenzi played in the first game against Wisconsin Rapids way back when on June 18th at Winter Field. Hit out of the nine spot back then as the 0-1 delivery from Thornton misses away, count evening at a ball and a strike.
333 hitter on the season and 31 ball games for Fiorenzi. He's been very, very solid this year. Seven doubles leads the team.
The 1-1. This one right down the heart of the plate, shot on the ground to third. Onati gloves cleanly, gathers, shuffles across one time, and throws to first. That will retire Fiorenzi, two up, two down, for Maddox Thornton here in the first inning.
Good work there for Mason Onati, who was stellar at second base yesterday. He's moving across the diamond to the hot corner here today with no Grayson Schaefer in the lineup. But Onati defensively has been a key storyline for this entire season for Wisconsin Rapids. We talked about this yesterday in center field, left field, third base, second base, and shortstop. Onati's been sharp all season long.
Cody Holting playing in just his second game with the Battle Jacks out of the three spot in left field. Count begins 1-0. That one missing the zone from Thornton. Went 1-for-4 in his Battle Jack debut. Thornton goes low and away on that breaking ball in the 1-0 pitch. Count now 2 balls and no strikes.
Interesting note on Mason Onati. He's played 5 different positions this year. 17 games at second, 11 at third, 2 at short, and 4 across the outfield.
Speaking of short, the 2-0 pitch served on a 2-hop right over there. Glove by McIntosh. A low throw to first is taken care of by Chris Arroyo to retire the side. It's a 1-2-3 bottom of the first inning here for Maddox Thornton at MCCU Field. We're scoreless through a frame, and Battle Creek will return for the top of the second momentarily. Two up for Wisconsin Rapids. That's Aiden Teal, Walker Buchanan, and Owen McElfatrick right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowners insurance as well. I didn't really know.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are you a veteran who needs assistance? Do you know a veteran who needs help? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. We can help connect veterans with services such as medical care, financial and legal assistance, housing, mental health services, substance use treatment, and more. For more information, please visit wisvets.com. That's wisvets.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top two here from MCCU Field. Nothing-nothing the score. Rafters Battle Jacks in the first of this two-game series and the third of our four-game Michigan trip here in the middle of July. Andy Ockham, Cullen Kapoor on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. First pitch from the right-hander Camden Martindale to Aiden Teal. Misses low and inside for ball one. 5-6-7 for the Rafters this inning. Teal, Buchanan, and McElfatrick against Martindale, who allowed one runner on in the first. That came off an error from the shortstop, Ben Fiorenzi, as the 1-0 pitch misses outside.
Good to see Aiden Teal back in the lineup, nursing something with his hamstring after an awkward play at first base in Game 1 against Kalamazoo. Rested up in Game 2, and here he is for game one here in Battle Creek.
2-0 delivery missing inside. Three balls, no strikes. A number 30 for the Rafters, Aiden Teal. Neither team with a run or a hit. Maddox Thornton working a 1-2-3 home half of the first inning. He's in his ninth appearance of the season. The 3-0 pitch in there on the outer edge for a called strike. Teal will get the green light to go after anything he likes here on the 3-1 count.
Statistical leader in batting average for Wisconsin Rapids at 385 in 17 games.
The 3-1 delivery swung on and missed. Martindale going off speed on the outer third. It's been worked to a full count.
Teal also has carded multi-hit games in five two-hit games going back a couple of weeks.
3-2 pitch. This one lined into right field. That is going to touch down in front of Swan for a base hit. Welcome back to the lineup after a day off. Aiden Teal swinging away on that fastball and depositing a leadoff single into right field.
A 10-game hitting streak becomes an 11-game hitting streak for Aiden Teal. He's now reached base in 17 straight ballgames.
Walker Buchanan played center field last night in Teal's place. He moves back to the corners this evening. He's in left field, hitting right behind his Virginia Cavalier teammates. Coming set, Martindale. Good lead for Teal off first, being held on by Ulrich. The first pitch to Buchanan misses the outer edge. Count 1-0.
And Walker still looking to heat back up here. He's been going through a bit of a rough first stretch in the past 2 weeks to 3 weeks of play. Good spot here for him to get back in the column of driving in some runs that he hasn't really done over the past 2 weeks.
You look down to the Rafter bullpen in the left field line. That's Nick Paulson warming up. Wonder if that's an interesting development. We talked Thornton worked a 1-2-3 bottom of the first. I doubt it's a quick hook for the right-hander out of Texas A&M Corpus Christi as the 1-0 delivery from Martindale catches the outside corner for a called strike.
See if Aiden Teal starts running wild here. Second on the team with 10 stolen bases, but could still be nursing a little bit of that hamstring injury.
The 1-1 slide step for Martindale. This one hit high in the air center field. Fernandez, though, will jog in a couple of steps and make the grab for the first out of the inning.
Just getting under that one was Walker Buchanan. A little bit in on the hands was the pitch. Couldn't barrel it up as much as he would like to. Now Owen McElfatrick back down in the bottom third of the lineup. We saw him lead things off over at home a couple of days ago. Last home game for Wisconsin Rapids against the Lakeshore Chinooks. Field manager Kirk Schrader moving him back down. And that creates a really tough part of the lineup with Teal Buchanan and McElfatrick in the middle to bottom third.
Right and righty battle, Martindale. Another long pause with 12 on the pitch clock. He'll fire a pickoff move to first instead of electing to fire a toss to home plate with McElfatrick there. Owen also led off game one of the Kalamazoo series. The second baseman pulled after just getting one at-bat in the favor of Trotter Boston in the bottom of the third inning. Goes breaking ball. Does Martindale to start this battle? It misses outside for ball one.
Yeah, McElfatrick got doubled off on second base in that game against Kalamazoo. He's been struggling on the base paths overall this season. A couple of plays where he overruns the bag. I can remember him overrunning third base one time in Witterfield, and getting doubled off on second base has not been a common occurrence, but it's not been a one-off occurrence either.
The Tampa, Florida native, another one of those very similar to Walker Buchanan, getting here in the middle of June, getting off to a scorching start at the plate and has cooled it down a little bit since as the 1-0 delivery from Martindale misses up and away.
Yeah, McElfatrick started off super hot. Remember those homers, but last 10 games hitting .227.
Two balls, no strikes, one out. Teal on first after a leadoff single in this top of the second inning. Martindale's next delivery home. Trying to go on the outside corner, but it misses, says home plate umpire Cree Wall, and McElfatrick's worked a 3-0 count.
We've seen this crew the past couple of days in Kalamazoo, so they're following us here in our Michigan road trip. It was Steiner behind the plate yesterday.
And I imagine that it'll be that first rotation crewing the game tomorrow as the 3-0 pitch right in there. No doubt about that one out of the hand of Martindale. McElfatrick keeps the bat on his shoulder and watches it go by for a called strike.
So far, Wisconsin Rapids working good counts here against Martindale.
Still favorable. McElfatrick, as I like to say, looking for one pitch to drive here. 3-1. Pops this one up in the air, foul territory down the first baseline. Ulrich giving chase, battling the sun. This one's out of the first baseman's reach. It is now a 3-2 count here on McElfatrick.
And he didn't get that middle-middle fastball that you were talking about, Andy. Martindale goes for the off-speed, trying to catch McElfatrick off guard. That is exactly what he did. But now a full count. This is where Aiden Teal laced his base hit to lead off the fray. McElfatrick could be in line for something to smash here in the top of the second.
Landon Gaz on deck, Kyler McIntosh to follow and round out the bottom third of the Rafter order. Martindale set, hands above the belt buckle, the 3-2. Throws his hands out on it as McElfatrick shoots it in the air to right field. Coasting back, though, is Swan to make the catch for the second out of the inning.
McElfatrick just hit that ball too hard. Swan was playing back on it just a little bit. If McElfatrick laces that one a little bit softer, it falls down in no man's land for a base hit. It actually tracked back Swan a couple of steps. Big power there for McElfatrick on a play where, like you said, just threw his hands out and hit the baseball the other way.
Back-to-back games with a start here for Landon Gaz, the UC Irvine Anteaters in right field. Tonight for Rapids, he played left field an evening ago, went 1-for-5 and collected a base hit and scored one of the four runs back in the sixth inning. First pitch breaking ball from Martindale misses downstairs to Gaz for ball one.
Landon Gaz yesterday reached base once with a single in the sixth inning and scored. Struck out three times overall in the ballgame, though.
The 1-0 delivery from Martindale as a lengthy pause for the right-hander. That one catches the top of the zone. Count evens at a ball and a strike.
Gaz was my pseudo-yard card pick yesterday. Did not leave the yard. So I have moved on to Chris Arroyo for today's contest. No offense to Landon, of course.
And I got mine yesterday. McIntosh in the on-deck circle left the yard for the first time.
And you're running out of time to pick yours for tonight.
Yeah, as the 1-1 rolled over on the ground to short, and the hole fire ends. Once again, this one eats him up. It'll go right behind him in shallow left field. It appears to potentially be another error on the Battle Creek shortstop here in the second inning. They're on first and second with two out for the Rafters shortstop, Kyler McIntosh.
On what should have been a pretty simple play to mark out number three of the frame. And Firenze, his second error of the ballgame in as many innings and as many plays toward him. I don't see that every day.
See if Kyler McIntosh can take advantage here. Kyler in the right-handed batter's box mentioned him leaving the yard for the first time of the season yesterday. He's looking to flip the card back to Mason Onati in the on-deck circle. First pitch to Kyler, fastball missing low for ball one.
Camden Martindale on the verge of 40 pitches in this ballgame already. That was just number 19 that we saw. And he's still got to get McIntosh.